Good afternoon. I am Jordan Rasmussen, Senator from Fergus Falls, and I also serve as an assistant leader for the Senate Republican Caucus and as the ranking member for the Senate Human Services Committee. The number one task for the legislature in the next few weeks is to produce a budget that puts Minnesotans first. Democrats' spending spree since 2023 has turned a nearly $18 billion surplus into a $6 billion deficit. Because of that overspending, we are now facing tough budget decisions. Budgets are about trade-offs and priorities. This year, Governor Walz has proposed more than $1 billion in cuts to nursing homes and services for families with disabilities. But he has stood by and continued to support taxpayer-funded health care for illegal immigrants. The cost estimate for free health care for illegal immigrants was $220 million in the February forecast. However, we have some new information that we're going to share today that shows that the costs will far exceed these initial estimates. 3 months since this program started, enrollment is triple what DHS estimated it would be for the current year. For fiscal year 2026, DHS estimated 5,784 enrollees. By April 1st, total enrollees have exceeded 17,000. We should not be surprised by this dramatic increase because this program creates an incentive for illegal immigrants to come here to Minnesota. Only a handful of states offer comprehensive taxpayer-funded health care for all illegal immigrants. We could easily see the costs of health care for illegal immigrants that are funded by taxpayers exceed $600 million over 4 years. Unlike nursing home and disability services, Minnesota care for illegal immigrants is not eligible for a federal match. If we redirected this funding to nursing homes and disability services, it could have a more than $1 billion impact because each dollar saved on illegal immigrant health care is turned into $2 for nursing homes and disability services due to the federal match. Legislative Republicans are proposing to put the most vulnerable Minnesotans first in these budget discussions. Minnesota Democrats are putting illegal immigrants first. As we face the final weeks of session, we ask that legislative Democrats and Governor Walz work with Republicans to reprioritize this funding to help fill gaps in the health and human services budget. And the question that we need to ask ourselves is, do we want to prioritize taxpayer-funded health care for illegal immigrants over Minnesotans with disabilities and those who need nursing home services? And with that, I'll turn it over to Representative Isaac Schultz.
Thank you, Senator. My name is Representative Isaac Schultz. I represent House District 10B in central Minnesota, and I am the chief author of House File 10, which is the bill to eliminate the taxpayer supports for illegal immigrants here in Minnesota. And the information that was just provided to you just enunciates the point as to why it's so important that we stop funding more benefits for people who came here illegally. We are seeing the costs increase. And the last time that I stood before you talking about this very problem, I talked about how this would make Minnesota a magnet for more illegal immigrants. And let me just ask you a question right now. If I went to Russia, would I be expecting to get the sorts of benefits that Minnesota taxpayers are giving to people who are here illegally? Illegal immigrants in Minnesota in 2025 with MinnesotaCare and access to MinnesotaCare will be given $7,000 worth of benefits. That's right. Illegal immigrants are given $7,000 per person in the form of MinnesotaCare benefits here in Minnesota, paid for by Minnesota taxpayers. And what we're seeing and what this cost is to us is that with over 17,000 people who have already enrolled for this program here in Minnesota, in fiscal year 2025 alone, that is going to equate to at least $107 million in this fiscal year right now. So when Senator Rasmussen says that this cost is going to potentially reach $600 million over the course of the next 4 years, he's not wrong. He's over the target. And frankly, underneath this Capitol dome, this is the closest thing that you will ever see to treason, where our tax dollars are going to fund people who are here illegally. $7,000 per person. What Minnesotan, what legal citizen of this state is receiving that level of support? It's the hardworking blue-collar Minnesotans across the state that aren't seeing that tax cut back to them. It's that hardworking Minnesotan that's a citizen of this state who isn't going to be able to live their golden years in an affordable place of long-term care because of the budget decisions that Democrats are making here in St. Paul. So this is a call to action for Minnesotans. Let's prioritize Minnesotans first, and let's ensure that our budget is balanced here in Minnesota and that our priorities are with Minnesotans first. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Representative Jeff Backer from House District 9A, which is on the western part of Minnesota. I also serve as co-chair of Health and Finance and Policy, and I also volunteer as an EMT. You know, it's troubling to see the priorities of Minnesota Democrats. I think it's wrong when a person takes an oath of an office to serve their constituents and to help them, but they instead prioritize illegal immigrants over their law-abiding constituents. And this comes from a bigger problem that we've seen. What happens when there is a one-party control that we saw over the last 2 years that wasted a lot of money, went through the surplus of $18 billion, raised taxes by $10 billion, and prioritize illegal immigrants over law-abiding citizens. Just some facts here and so forth. Also the challenging thing is if you look at the forecast in February, the forecast only projected roughly 5,100 individuals, illegal immigrants, sign up. As you can see here, January 1st, 6,000 was already signed up. February 11th with 8,793, and by the time the forecast came out, they said there was only 5,100, where the agency already had these numbers. That's very alarming that those numbers were not included in our forecast. In 2023, the trifecta expanded Minnesota Care. So just let me explain what Minnesota Care is. It's health coverage for low-income individuals. This program, typically, if you're covered as a Minnesotan, you get up to a 90% match from the federal government. But illegal immigrants will get a 100% payout from Minnesota taxpayers. So this comes 100% from Minnesotans. That's why the growth of this program is so scary, because the healthcare access fund that funds this also helps seniors, individuals with disability. It also helps individuals on Medicaid and Medicare, the 1.4 million Minnesotans who use those safety net public health programs for their healthcare. And it is also quite alarming because the ecosystem of the healthcare system is very, very weak because of that. And right now, this is the main sticking point in our health finance policy negotiations. As some of you, if not all of you, are aware of, we do not have a budget deal with the House Finance because of this issue that the Democrats want to prioritize illegal immigrants over the health care of Minnesotans. And with that, I'm going to turn this over to Senator Uckey.
Thank you, Representative Backer. I am Paul Uckey, state senator representing Senate District 5 in northwestern Minnesota. We all just finished a week back home for our Easter break, and the items that these guys have been talking about is what we heard about at every corner, every stop we made. The fact was, we are putting undocumented, illegal citizens ahead of our own people. Whether it was contacts from those that serve our disability communities or those that serve our elderly, in all cases, they see what's coming out of here. The funding for those providers is being reduced, all at the same time that we see these costs going through the roof. And that's of a huge concern across our whole state, but it was, people are paying attention. And that was the number one issue by far is, we're shortchanging hardworking Minnesotans over those that have come here illegally. And that is a huge, huge problem that we've got 4 weeks to figure out how to solve this. And I think we've got some very good ideas. We just have to make sure that we do the right thing over these next 4 weeks. I am the minority lead in the Senate HHS committee. And along with all of these expenses that have are increasing the cost of health care and health across the whole state, there were a couple other things that are included in our current HHS bill that got passed out of the Senate committee here last week, or 2 weeks ago now. And that is the list of fees that will add over $70 million worth of cost over the next 4 years if it is put into law. And these are things that every single Minnesotan will have to pay, whether it is on your food, whether it's on lodging. Our public water systems are looking to go up over $32 million over the next 4 years. We all pay those bills. It's just further digging into the wallets of every Minnesotan, and frankly, they can't afford it at this point. We all hear about how they are currently struggling with all of these issues, and this is just making life harder for them. We need to put Minnesotans first, and that's why we bring this to you, and that's a great example of how we are going in the wrong direction. So thank you.
Cost of $220 million. Was that over 4 years or over just 1 year?
Thank you, Esme. And I have those figures for you here directly. So this is from the fiscal note originally from 2023 when this was originally passed. And the number provided at that time, and actually for 2026, was 5,784 people were expected to be on it in fiscal year 2026. So that's the one that we're upcoming into. And in 2025, we're already over 17,000 enrollees today.
What was the projected cost, though, back in 2023 of those 5,000?
Yep, absolutely. That number per individual per month is $590.96. And you heard me say a moment ago that that total per year is equal to $7,091 per year, per person.
Where are these new numbers coming from?
Oh, here, let me take that. One of the things that we have been, again, asking since the beginning of this year from the DHS and MDH is these numbers. So these are coming directly from the agency. We finally received them about a week ago, a little over a week ago, getting and one of the reasons I requested the numbers, I've been requesting, but I really was kept being a forcing the issue is because this is the stippling part, the challenge in our negotiation right now is do we fund illegal immigrants or do we fund EMS? Do we fund hospitals? Do we fund pharmacies? So these are directly coming from the agency.
Did these get discussed in committee or was it a memo that they sent you or other members of the committee?
Yeah, there was an email that I've been requesting for quite some time. There's been, I know you've requested too, there's multiple, but I actually sat down with Director Bailey during a human finance policy committee and said, we need the numbers. This is our stippling point for our negotiations. And in roughly 24 hours, we finally got these accurate numbers, updated numbers.
And to be clear, This is the number of undocumented immigrants, right? Because I've seen the email that went to you. I see the wording here, and it says people. Nowhere does it say undocumented immigrants. So I just want that to be 100% clear from you.
Yes, it is undocumented, because I want it to be clear, too, that it wasn't someone else, because these are huge numbers. If we go at the rates that we're doing, or even half it, we're talking about a huge amount of money that won't help the healthcare citizens for our law-abiding citizens here, residents of Minnesota.
Did they give you any reasons for why it increased so much when you had conversations with them?
No, they did not give me no reasons. It's free healthcare. Like, did you want to add?
Yeah, I just want to. So, and the other thing I wanted to add as well is when we look even out to fiscal year 2029, DHS in their initial cost estimate was just estimating 7,741 enrollees. So they have wildly blown past that four-year projection just within the first 3 months. And I think part of what we're seeing, and I think this is just intuitive, is when you're offering free healthcare, as Representative Schultz said, something that has more than a $7,000 per year benefit to illegal immigrants, you're giving them an incentive to move from other states to come here to Minnesota. If you're an illegal immigrant who's living in Wisconsin, the Dakotas, or Iowa, you can come here to Minnesota and qualify for these taxpayer-funded benefits. And so what I'm worried is that the 17,000 figure that we've seen on April 1st is just going to continue to grow and grow as the word gets out about these benefits.
Over $600 million, was it in 4 years or over 4 years?
So the $220 million cost number was back in the February forecast. What MMB said this was going to cost the state of Minnesota over 4 years. And when we're just looking at them already exceeding those estimates by a factor of three, you can look at that $220 million and easily see that costing taxpayers over $600 million over 4 years. But again, this is just with 3 months of data. This number could continue to grow and have a greater burden for Minnesota taxpayers.
You guys are aware of a lot of the opposition. You know that the Catholic Conference is against it. You know that doctors, nurses, and hospitals are against it. Can you address specifically, the Hospital Association talked about $460 million is what they spent on charity care in 2023 alone. And when people, they say, when people do not get preventive care that they would get on MinCare, then they go become a charity care burden. And again, the burden was $460 million in 2023 alone.
Yeah, what we're talking about is a bigger picture than that. We're talking about seniors, disability, 1.4 million Minnesotans who are on MinCare right now with Medicaid or Medicare. So we are talking about the ecosystem of the whole system. We have law-abiding citizens who expect a good health care. Minnesotans do great in delivery. The structure of our health care is what's wrong in our system right now, where you put priorities over illegal immigrants instead of the citizens. So we are looking at a tremendous hurt to our system. Yes, hospitals already have charity care and uncompensated care. But if you break the system because Minnesotans can't do it, as an EMS person, I volunteer as an EMT, we have to do fundraisers so we can provide charity care. That's going to enhance even more. Remember, this type of care for the illegal immigrants is funded by Minnesota taxpayers 100%. 100% comes from no grants from the federal government. So what it does, it puts those Minnesotans at harm, law-abiding citizens, and we would love to be able to do everything, but what we have seen in the last 2 years under one-party control, they don't understand how to prioritize. We have to prioritize the health care of our seniors, disability individuals, and people who depend on our public health. We have to prioritize that. They're the ones that help put together this system. That's why they put Minnesotans first.
So would you cut undocumented immigrants out of ER care that ends up being in charity care, which ends up being tax cuts for the hospitals, which taxpayers also have to support?
What we want to do is take that money, help with EMS, help with hospitals, because critical care access hospitals need help, help with pharmacy, help with dentists. That's our focus, is strengthening the system, because this will kill the system. We can't help other people. It's no different than flying in an airplane. If the oxygen mask comes down, you need to help yourself first, okay? We have to help Minnesotans first.
I mean, because
So I just wanted to say, you know, this is a new benefit that started on January 1. And so emergency MA, all those other programs existed before, and that was one of the ways that they were used. And this is why only a handful of states have done what Minnesota Democrats did by having this comprehensive taxpayer-funded health care benefit for illegal immigrants. And so what we're proposing is to go back to what we were just doing a few months ago. And there is still emergency MA, there's still CHIP funding from the federal government that would be in place for those types of situations.
I should probably know this, but how does DHS tell their immigration status? Does it actually ask them?
It does. Yeah. So when someone is applying for this program, like they have for the last 3 months, they have an application and it asks about your eligibility or your citizenship or legal status. And there's something that I want to be very specific on here. If you are here legally but not a citizen, you are still eligible for these programs if we were to eliminate the taxpayer funding of illegal immigration, illegal immigrants getting Minnesota care. So on the application, there's a specific box that you check if you do not have legal status in the United States of America.
So is it full stop no funding to undocumented immigrants, or is there room for compromise there?
Maybe I'll let one of the chairs take that.
Our side has thrown out several different scenarios. The other side has not moved an inch because we understand the importance of moving forward. So we have had 9 offers, and they have turned down every single offer. So we are looking for a path forward. It would be nice that the other side would come to the table and actually play game with us, you know, because remember, they were off the football field the first 23 days. So it seems what on this issue, they're not budging. So that's that answer.
Are you talking about different scenarios about this specific policy, or are you talking about the health budget bill as a whole in the House?
What was the question again?
You've thrown out different scenarios of how to handle this specific policy and a full rollback or some sort of compromise, or you just mean in the budget negotiations as a whole you've had?
Both, yeah, because this plays a, this will put the healthcare access fund in a negative, okay, and so forth, which we have seniors, disability, Minnesotans who depend on that for that public system. So the offers included this, included everything, which would have enhanced EMS here, would enhance hospitals, also help with pharmacies and dental care. So we're really looking at strengthening the system and so forth. And we're also looking at cuts at MDH because in Minnesota, healthcare is delivered by hospitals, by ambulances, by dentists, by pharmacists, and not the agency. So it's a whole approach. We're looking to strengthen the whole systems here in Minnesota.
So what's happening with the bill now? Is it being kicked to leadership since this has been a sticking point for over... I remember you talking about this at the ambulance presser before the break. It's been a sticking point for weeks.
Yeah, we Chair Bierman and I had 2 meetings over the week, and we still are at an impasse right now.
Program is actually helping people, especially in rural Minnesota, have adequate and important health care in emergency rooms, in their hospitals, because people will not go to the emergency room if they have a chance to go for preventative care. So that this, they're saying, is going to reduce emergency room visits and actually provide a better health care system for all Minnesotans, one that's lower in the long run. How do you respond to that?
Generally speaking, the statistics would not show that.
Well, do you have statistics for emergency room visits in the first 4 months?
I don't right now, but from my practical experience as an EMS, what we see is people calling for emergency health who don't have insurance. Even though they have great insurance, we have seen that over the last 30 years as myself as an EMS provider, they wait till the last minute to get care. The thing that I really want to focus on is the ecosystem of the healthcare completely. With this type of money being removed from the healthcare access fund, we're talking about worse care for our seniors, disability, and our 1.4 million Minnesotans who are on Medicaid or Medicare. So we're hurting the whole ecosystem, and that's our concern and so forth.
Probably got time for one more. I'm looking at the clock here.
Could you respond to a quote from Pope Francis on today, the day he passed? He says that often immigrants are used as political tools. He basically, the quote says, "We welcome immigrants when convenient and also punish them when doing so is advantageous. They are pawns on the chessboard of humanity."
Yeah, so we mourn the passing of Pope Francis, and I personally am just very grateful for his leadership to Catholics and to Christians and to the world. I think that what I have seen is here in Minnesota, illegal immigration is not compassionate. We had a trial that took place in my hometown of Fergus Falls for a family that froze to death trying to come into this country illegally. And so I think we have to look at creating an incentive structure for illegal immigrants to come here to Minnesota and to ask if that's really a compassionate way to run our immigration system.
Great, thanks, guys.